Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something called frame-persistent stateless randomization, FPSR for short.
Right. It's a pretty novel framework for generating procedural content.
Yeah, and we've got some source material here laying out this kind of mathematical gap it's trying to fill.
It sits between the really high-frequency chaos you get from, like, a standard RAND function.
Just pure noise, basically.
Exactly. And on the other side, you have structured noise, maybe like Perlin noise, which can sometimes feel a bit too, well, too regular, too smooth.
So we're looking for something in the middle, patterns that have structure, but also sudden changes, not just constant fuzz.
Precisely. And the core idea here, what they call the move and hold grammar, is really fascinating.
Move and hold. Okay.
Yeah. So FPSR generates a sequence that's actually perfectly deterministic. You can predict it if you know the math.
Right.
But instead of changing value every single step, it holds on to the current value for a certain amount of time.
Hold it. Okay. For how long?
Well, that's the key. The duration it holds is also mathematically determined, but it feels unpredictable. Then suddenly it jumps to a new value.
So it's deterministic, but feels random in how long it waits.
Exactly. And they anchored this whole idea in observations from the real world, which I think is pretty neat.
Like what?
Well, think about this hold-then-break pattern. You see it in things like plate tectonics. Stress builds up slowly.
Right, like elastic energy storing up.
And then bang, an earthquake, a sudden break. Or even like human emotion, anger, building, then an outburst.
Okay, so it models boosts and pauses, not just smooth changes.
Yeah, it's modeling these kinds of punctuated events.
But wait a second, if it's all deterministic, you know, we have the equations, how does it feel random? That sounds like a contradiction.
It does, right. But that's what they call its core predictable surprise.
Predictable surprise. Okay.
It's fully deterministic. You can audit every step, but perceptually, it feels random. And crucially, it manages this thing called remembering without memory.
Remembering without memory. What does that mean?
Think of it like a giant digital clock. If you want to know the value at, say, time step 10 million, you just ask for time step 10 million. You don't need to calculate everything from step zero up to that point.
Wow. Okay. You just jump straight there.
Exactly. Just provide the time. That's the power of it being truly stateless. No hidden state you need to keep track of.
Okay. That makes sense. But then what exactly is it randomizing if it's so deterministic underneath?
Ah, good question. That gets us to another interesting property. The curious multi-axial output.
Multi-axial?
Yeah. A single stream. Just one sequence of numbers coming out of FPSR actually encodes two different kinds of randomness at the same time.
Two kinds? How?
Well, first, there's the standard kind, randomness and value. You know, what the random number actually is.
Right, like getting a 5 or a 7.
Exactly. But second, and this is the unique part, there's randomness in time. That's how long it holds that value before jumping.
Ah, I see. So it's random what and random when baked into one output.
Precisely. Two kinds of entropy encoded together.
The sources mention four specific algorithms in the framework. Maybe we can touch on a couple that seem really important for actually using this stuff. Quantize switching, QS. Why is that one highlighted?
Okay, yeah, QS is really important because it does something unusual. It introduces a non-uniform distribution.
Non-uniform, so not like rolling a fair die where every side has an equal chance.
Exactly. Standard random functions usually aim for a flat, uniform distribution. Every value is equally likely over time. QS, though, deliberately avoids certain values or makes them less likely.
Why would you want that?
It can make the output feel more, well, lively, less predictable or repetitive in some situations because it's not just cycling through everything evenly.
Okay, interesting. And the other one that sounds quite powerful is bitwise decode, BD.
Yeah, BD is definitely positioned as more of a compositional tool. It works at a lower level, manipulating the actual bit streams.
To do what?
To generate complex phrased rhythms. That's the term they use. It lets the designer sculpt specific temporal patterns, specific sequences of holds and jumps, not just relying on the inherent randomness.
So you can actually author the rhythm of the randomness in a way.
Pretty much, yeah. More control over the time axis.
Now, the technical docs also mention some advanced features, especially in what they call the wrapper version. Like, how does it handle time scaling if you want slow motion in a simulation, for example?
Right, that's where hierarchical phrase quantization, or HPQ, comes in.
HPQ.
It's designed so that when you scale time, like slowing things down, The system intelligently adjusts the hold durations and jump points.
So it doesn't just stretch the whole pattern awkwardly?
No, it resynchronizes things to maintain the perceived rhythm and fidelity at the new speed. It's quite clever.
And what about auditing, finding specific moments?
That's where the level of detail or LOD system comes in, particularly its time traveling feature.
Time traveling sounds cool.
It is. Because it's stateless, you can effectively search forwards or backwards in time instantly.
Like fast forwarding or rewinding.
Exactly. Yeah. But without calculating all the steps in between, you can say, find me the next time the value jumps, or find the previous jump, and it can calculate that directly. Very useful for debugging or analysis.
Okay, so pulling this all together, what does this mean for you, the listener? This FPSR thing sounds like much more than just, you know, fancier random numbers for video games.
Oh, definitely. The potential is there for serious high-fidelity simulation. Think complex economic models, digital twins of real-world systems.
Or even reality modeling, like trying to fit historical data that shows those kinds of sudden shifts and stable periods.
Exactly. Anywhere you see processes that aren't just smooth curves, but have these burst and pause dynamics.
And you mentioned security applications, too.
Yeah. Given that it's time-aware and deterministic, it has some compelling angles there. You could generate really complex, time-based passphrases, for instance.
Passphrases that depend on the exact time.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Or multi-layered obfuscation schemes where validity might depend on matching a time signature, verifiable without needing stored state.
So ultimately what we're seeing here is it's like a new kind of compositional grammar, wouldn't you say? A way to structure processes over time that makes randomness deterministic, auditable, but still feel alive.
That's a great way to put it. It's about structuring time.
Makes you think differently about randomness.
Absolutely. And that compositional aspect leads to maybe a final thought to leave people with. The documentation mentions this concept called capsules.
Capsules.
Yeah. It hints at something beyond just a single FPSR function. It suggests a potential fully fledged compositional language built on these ideas.
A language for what?
For sequencing different FPSR performances together. Mm. Imagine layering different rhythms, different patterns, different value distributions, all coordinated. It's pointing towards a future of really advanced, structured, yet dynamic randomness, where every hold, every jump, every phrase could be deliberately authored as part of a larger composition. Something to definitely keep an eye on.